Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
You're Abby.
Dear Kiki.
Red flag. Desperate housewife.
Pinot Grigio.
Doesn't want to marry. Love you like I love you.
Don't talk to yourself.
Cheers, Beth.
Cheers.
Ill-advised. This is ill-advised. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
Top of the morning to you.
All right. Let's fucking say that. We're over here in maroon and white and black. Definitely not.
The Irish roots are real fucking strong here.
Yeah. Well, at least we had Jameson.
Too much. Counts. Too much.
Speak for yourself.
Too much. Yes, I'm speaking for me.
Well, you had an empty stomach.
Yeah, I sure did.
I had a mini bagel to stop some. I think my mini bagel sopped up the first.
It literally did. Is the second one kicking in at all?
Slightly.
Yeah?
Slightly.
Well, that's about time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be a cheap date.
When?
Oh, fair question.
If you're a cheap date, then I'm fucking on the street begging.
Not wine.
Oh.
You can, we both do well with wine. You used to be able to drink bottles of tequila.
And it made me pensive.
And be like,
I'm going to write a journal.
I'm going to drive us all home.
Yeah.
Like, you drank a whole bottle. We had three beers.
I never did that, Wyatt.
No, you really never have.
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't remember the last time I had tequila, to be honest with you.
Gross.
I did love tequila at one point, though.
Ugh, I wish.
When you're manic depressive, it can only go up. Right?
Yes.
And tequila is that, like, that cocaine of booze? Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that
technically,
right? Yeah.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
Tequila is more of an upper.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's technically an upper, but it makes her clothes come off, so.
Oh, I have only heard one tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
That too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had enough tequila to.
It's true. We don't even margarita.
No.
I'm a bad gay and you're a terrible woman, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to Advised.
Yeah. Happy St. Patty's is what we were trying to say.
Yeah. All of that to tell you we're prepared to celebrate. On this side of the rainbow is your pot of gold, and that's my best friend, Stephanie.
If you're the pot of gold, that would make me the leprechaun.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We're
magically delicious.
I was literally thinking heart, stars, and horseshoes. Don't sue us, General Mills. And how are you, Beth?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm in the statistics course still, as I think I mentioned last time.
Mm-hmm.
So that aside, I am well.
Well?
Yeah.
You don't want a number anymore?
What?
You don't want a number anymore?
Number? Oh.
Right.
Letters?
Welcome to statistics. Oh, letters too, right?
Yeah. I don't want to do any of it.
Graphs.
I still count on my fit. Graphs.
Graphs.
Yeah. That's actually what we're currently doing.
Yeah.
I just had Parabolas. To do a graph. Fucking thank God for Excel.
Amen. Once you learn how to do those functions.
Once you YouTube how to do it. Good to go.
You guys know about YouTube yet?
How are you doing?
I'm really fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
There is nothing. I am so grateful for so much right now. Mm-hmm. I can't even, like, I'm drunk, so I might cry. Like, dude, I fucking hate you. But yeah, I'm so good. I can't even complain.
I love it.
Bad things, good things. I met Alyssa Milano yesterday.
Okay.
And my life's made. And she's sharing my Instagram shit. She's liking my shit.
That's kind of impressive.
And let me just ride this cloud like it's a fucking married man.
Okay, that's what I was.
No?
I knew it was going somewhere.
Okay.
Just wasn't sure which.
Well, I mean, if you didn't, you
which
wouldn't
avenue?
Be my best friend.
That's fair.
And which avenue?
Yeah. There was a couple.
It's the corner of butt and cheek. I don't know what other avenue there is.
Grundle?
And would you want wine? Yeah.
Wait, I have to tell you.
Oh, right. Tell me a story about the calendar.
Mm. So, this morning, I had to double check something on my iPhone calendar. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you use it.
I do.
So, you know, on when you open it up, it has the little dots on the days that are holidays or mm-hmm. things you've added, whatever. Yep. So
when you have something.
Yeah. So I opened my calendar this morning for a specific reason that I don't remember right now. And I noticed that today had the little dot on it. So I opened, I hit the date mm-hmm. and there was a red bar with the time 11:48 mm-hmm. on it. So I'm like, fuck my life. And I'm like, what did I miss? What appointment do I have? Mm-hmm. So I'm like trying to click on the red bar part. Literally 5 minutes. I'm sitting here and I'm like, go back to the calendar part and then press the thing again. And I'm like, what am I missing? It's Sunday. Like, no, 11:48 was the time it was currently. And there was fucking nothing other than St. Patty's Day.
Right.
And I, that's been like, I feel like my past
5 years.
I was going to say week, but sure. Oh, sure. But I was just like, what the fuck? I finally noticed that, like, oh, it's 11:48. Yeah. And this red line is at 11:48, which is right the fuck now. So mm-hmm. there's nothing. And I just literally spent 5 minutes trying to figure out what I'm missing.
That right red now. Line tells you where you're supposed to be right now.
I feel like I've never noticed it before.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, fuck.
I think it started with Outlook, like Microsoft products.
It fucking fucked up my morning. So then I got all like anxious and anxiety and I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing? Like, what time is it? That's when I figured out because I'm like, 11:40, what time is it right now? And then I was like, oh, 11:48. And I was like, that's 11:48. All right, we're done now.
Good thing you're going for psychology and not for astronomy. Or iPhone.
Or, yeah, iPhone-y.
Astronomy made sense at the moment.
Why?
Because dates are controlled by the rotation of the earth and cosmos and wine.
Okay. Yeah. Wine, yeah.
Fuck, I need a reason to drink.
Don't we all?
This week's wine is called The Dreaming Tree.
The Dreaming Tree.
The Dreaming Tree. Mm. I need to say it like it was like a yoga practice. Like an earthy, crunchy.
You know, gotcha.
Yoga teacher.
Yeah.
Without the goats. From 2021, California. A Pinot Noir.
We like a Pinot Noir.
We do like the Pinot Noir. Ready? Mm. An exciting collaboration between Dave Matthews and winemaker
I don't Grayson like it anymore.
Stewart.
This is why you're not doing your fun voice.
You want me to do my fun voice?
Well, not anymore.
I can do it.
I hate Dave Matthews. Sorry. No offense.
Well, don't worry. It gets a little bit more.
Dave Matthews and who?
Grayson Stewart, winemaker.
Okay, yeah. So this is the Dave Matthews.
I did not know that until last night because I bought this 2 weeks ago and I pre-bought for podcasting purposes. Mm. The Dreaming Tree offers sustainably sourced wines that capture the spirit of California's wine country. The Dreaming Tree, I believe, is also a name of one of his songs.
I was going to ask. Yeah. I'd imagine that it's probably a Dave Matthews song. I can ask my oldest brother. He fucking
I think looks. It is a song because there's a verse.
Okay.
So there's something here from Grayson Stewart that says, garnet in hue and full of flavor, our delicious, easy-drinking Pinot Noir has notes of strawberry, cherry, and a hint of spice. It pairs perfectly with your favorite people.
Oh.
Yeah. So he and Hannibal Lecter went to school together. And
have you had this before?
I don't know. Grayson Stewart?
Hannibal Lecter?
The Tale of Pinot from Dave Matthews. The French drank it to help them cope. The Romans stole it, and then the Pope. The blood of Christ, the sacrament, but the French took it back to the Pope's lament. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, we often do.
Mm-hmm. With the blessing of the Pope.
And Dave Matthews.
Do we need his blessing? I don't even know a Dave Matthews song.
Don't drink the water. There's blood in the water.
Is that
it's the Dave only one I know.
So yes, he is all spiritual and godlike when he does his music.
My oldest brother listens to him, so that tells you all you need to know.
I hope this wine is better than Dave Matthews. Are we allowed to shit talk celebrities-ish?
I mean, yeah, but also he's sipping his Pinot Noir, counting his bankrolls.
That's so true. He already sold his care. Soul.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Okay, first sip.
If I love this, I'm going to kind of be mad.
I'm going to throw it.
I'm not drinking this shit.
Blood of who?
Tastes like there's blood in the water.
Here we go. That's rough.
I imagine this is what Dave Matthews probably tastes like.
Is he single?
Wouldn't know.
Because that would explain everything. Hey, Alexa.
There's no Alexa here.
I know. That's why I said it. I didn't want a response.
All of a sudden, 17 series.
I'm going to have to cut so much out.
Yes. Hello.
So, okay, your yes was definitely not the same as the first hello.
Why? What was my yes?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure she was a Lithuanian shot putter. Like, I don't know what the fuck was, but she was butch as fuck. And then I was like, hello. I was like, oh, so you're Australian.
Now we're back.
Can Australian? We just second?
British.
Oh.
Not Australian.
Okay, we're drinking.
I can't do an Australian one.
I think that's what you can do.
I just think I'm doing anything but Australian. Fuck you. You know fuck how you. Often I use my not Australian accent? Even Mia says, hello, governor.
You know.
My left eye's watering.
But governor isn't that Australian?
No.
Wentworth?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're going to YouTube.
It could be. I mean... We're the weird ones.
We're going to YouTube Australian
accent,
British, and the Irish. The difference
between them? I'm going to lose all of it because my accents literally go through the whole UK and then Australia. And then all of a sudden I'm African. Like, I don't understand what happens.
I always accents. Think that I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be watching my whole BBC shows. that are.
Is that a paid channel for adults?
And then all of a sudden it's like they're in Ireland and I'm like, oh, no, it's not what I thought. Okay, second sip.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot better.
That was significantly different
yeah.
than the first sip.
A lot. Like
neither one of our eyes
no.
moved.
We were both surprised. I was trying not to laugh because I was talking to you and sipping you're like about it to was.
Spit your wine back right. out into the glass.
When I realized that I was like, oh, that's the we're second sip. We're
still talking.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, I was like, it was like a casual conversation and we're just.
Oh, sipping. Yeah, let me just drink my wine.
Right. That's where that came from. Total accident.
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Bobby, don't you know?
You caught me down under. Which one's that one?
Sounds Australian.
Yeah, donkey. Okay, number three. That first sip was total horseshit.
That first sip was definitely.
If I'm, let's judge the first sip. Let's give the first sip only a rating.
One.
Rate the flavor overall. Oh, we're going okay. Four.
Mm. Three.
Which is good in our book. We'll drink it.
Yeah.
A one? We just
won't go look for it.
Won't look for it. Exactly.
But if you have it, drink it.
Yep. Although, where we really turn down anything if someone just poured it for us?
No, but it's like. Well,
actually, we might.
Well, it depends what
you're pouring. We'd be like taking the tiniest sip. Oh, you haven't even finished your first glass.
How about we do shots instead?
I'm driving.
You got vodka?
Yeah.
This no would shit. Be great with ginger ale.
This would make a fantastic sangria. Ginger ale and orange slices.
My mouth just juiced.
Oh, it's not the only thing juicing this week, huh, Beth?
A woman doesn't kiss and tell.
No, but her gay best friend does.
Not your business to share.
Whatever. I got.
At least you I have married.
Questions this week.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm not giving you people any more fucking anything.
Good. We don't want it.
They're going to mind their businesses.
Where are we going this week?
We are going back to the Slate's How to Do It.
Jazz Weak. Like not Jews.
Not Jews Weak.
Is that a cat?
Someone's stomach is what I heard, and definitely not ours.
Oh, I heard a cat. Like if you pull the tail.
One of these things is not like the other.
Somebody's really wrong here. I don't know who it is.
No, I'd venture that it's probably me.
I'll go with it.
Yeah, you should. I'll accept. So, this first one.
What was Joe Swag's first name?
Rich.
For some reason, I was thinking Bill. Bill Jeswiak. I don't know why, but it just fit.
I mean, it's a white name.
Okay.
Rich, Bill, Tim, John.
Fair. Yeah.
Is Rich biblical?
No.
How about the one you said?
Bill?
Bill.
No.
William? Richard?
Maybe William, but I don't. Royalty? Which one? Richard?
Both of them.
Royalty?
Yeah.
The nickname is Dick.
Yeah.
For Richard.
Yeah.
Can't imagine that's royalty.
There's got to be like a King Richard. King Richard's fair.
There's lots of King Richards.
Right.
King Dicks.
Do you take the king? I'm fucking done. We're so mature.
I can't do it.
I can't take the rich king. I invited my former lover to move in with me, and then I saw what he looks like.
I have questions.
I know, me too. That's why I picked it.
Is this like your former online lover?
Seriously. It's been 13 years, is the subtitle.
Oh.
Dear.
13 years is a long time.
It is a long time. I don't know what that means, though. Has it been 13 years since they were former lovers?
Or like 13 years since I told them they can move in.
And I'm like regretting everything about it.
And 13 years later, I still want to die.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, this just got interesting because I spotted something.
Great. I'm excited.
Dear How to Do It. 22 years ago, I, a 46-year-old gay man, met, quote, Jay. Okay. He was 3 years younger and extremely hot.
How many years ago? 22?
22 years
ago. So what's that math?
I guess he was 46 then.
24.
Well, he says, I, a 46-year-old gay man, 22 years ago.
Met somebody. So he was 22.
I was guessing he was 46 then.
No, he's saying, I, 46 years old right now, met whoever he just said 22 years ago.
I think it could go either way for me.
I'm sure not.
Let's keep
reading. It's been 13 years. So 22 years ago. So
we can't imagine there's like a 70, 80-year-old writing a question to an advice columnist.
God damn, Melinda, that's not what I said.
You're probably right. Okay, let's just go with what you said.
Yep.
So he was what, 24? Okay. He was 3 years younger and extremely hot. Think of an all-American type of handsome. Sandy blonde hair, green-gray eyes, and an athletic build. I figured he was out of my league, but he chased after me and wouldn't give up until I agreed to a relationship. Wait, you thought he was out of your league, but he came after you and you wouldn't give in? Does that make sense?
I'm following what you're saying.
But does that make sense?
No, that's why I'm following what you're saying.
Okay, I thought you were just like, because your face tells different stories than your mouth.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Okay.
So when you said it, I was like, I get what that face was?
Yes. I recognize that face you're making right now. Mm-hmm. The one before that was like, oh, sure.
I had to do the math real quick.
Okay.
Like, good. Oh, yeah, duh.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Cheers to you.
I resisted only because I was still in the closet, and I figured he would wise up and realize he could do better. Well, if I just kept reading, it would have answered my question. But he brought me out of the closet, and for 9 years, we had a really rewarding relationship with a lot of hot physical action.
Down boy.
I was turned on just by his glances. Girl.
Them light eyes.
A man has that much power.
Them light eyes.
Mm. However, he got a once-in-a-lifetime job opportunity several states away, and I was invested in a business with two other guys, so moving was out of the question for me. We parted and tried to make long-distance work for a year or two. We then decided to see others, but determined we'd always be ready to get back together when the situation allowed. After 13 years, the situation has finally changed and made that possible. We communicated with each other 4 or 5 times a year over these 13 years, but did not stay in constant contact. Well, we both jumped at the opportunity when we realized our careers were now in sync. He sold his home and came to live with me. When I answered the door, I was stunned. I'm unsure why, but we had not exchanged photos over the years. I figured he would look older and that would be no problem. I look older too, but he is about 60 pounds heavier, grew his hair out, and has it colored a very unnatural color, and has a large tattoo on his chest, his back, his booty, and his, no, and another on his bicep. He is the same wonderful guy he always was as far as his personality and character. He makes a perfect roommate, but I have never been physically attracted to overweight people, and large tattoos have always been a turnoff. And the hair... Anyway, the first several times we got it on,
fair enough,
I had erection issues. He was very caring and said not to worry, that every man experiences it. But I never experienced ED before and knew the source of the issue was that I was just not physically attracted to the, quote, new him. He got me some Viagra, and now with the help of the blue pill and imagining I'm with someone else, things are going better. Of course, that is far from satisfying. My question... Is it rude of me to ask him to make some changes so that we can get our old mojo back again? Or should I just be happy he is my roommate and look elsewhere for attraction? I am sure that will also hurt him. I'm 100% in love with him, but he is just not physically what attracts me. If he had a natural hair color, lost 60 pounds, and wore a t-shirt, I would be wanting action every night. Disappointed and frustrated.
Man. First of all, you keep referring to him as your roommate. Like, I'm confused.
I'm not too confused, but I did catch the roommate where they're like living together, but they're not together. They're just sleeping together.
But also I'm in love with him.
Yes.
But don't want to bang him.
Every night.
And also he's my roommate, but I'm in love with him. Mm-hmm. So... I don't think his 60 pounds and blue hair is not the issue here.
I also don't think you're in love with him.
Right, right. Because in love and love are very different. I love you. But I'm not bending over for you.
Right. That's lust. But you don't even have that. You don't even have that.
We've been drunk together many times.
So many times. And not once have I been in lust with you.
Also, if he's your roommate, why do you need him to lose 60 pounds and cut and dye his hair? I'm just very thrown off by the situation. Are you together? Are you not? It sounded like we both agreed that right now isn't the time, but when the time comes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the time came, but now you're my fat blue-haired roommate.
But I love you. I saw blue too.
Right. Because unnatural.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny. We both went to blue. Because there's a lot of other unnatural. Well,
that's why we've never been in lust.
Oh, because we're on the same page.
Literally.
Okay.
Okay, great. That doesn't make sense. But thanks for picking up what I was putting down.
Yes.
Thank you.
Opposites attract, I suppose.
Weird. So fucking.
Okay. Here's my response.
Tell me.
You absolutely do not have the right to request a roommate to change their appearance to make you more physically attracted to them.
How about somebody that you're with?
If I'm in love with you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you, I think it's fair to very ever so gently mention your feelings on the topic, but that's it.
Okay.
How do you even go about this? Like 22 years ago,
right.
You were skinny and hot. We all were skinny and hot 22 years ago.
No.
The rest of us. Half of us are skinny and hot.
I was physically hot because I wasn't skinny. I was sweating
I was actually dying. I'm overweight and dying. While
all of you were like enjoying your summers, I was like wiping sweat off the top roll.
And then we swapped. And now you're fucking you're me 22 years ago when I was thin and hot. And now I'm actually sweating.
What was that fucking... what was that fucking picture where you're like, oh, that was when I thought I was fat and Ray thought he was skinny.
And now I'm fat and you're skinny. That was on Shooters. Oh, in the yellow t-shirt.
Yep, and that fucking, where I had the fucking obsession with tucking my shirts behind my belt buckle. The giant
in the
belt
front.
Buckle. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah, thanks that was for the thing.
No, it wasn't. Not as far as I took it.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously always welcome and entitled to express your feelings on any situation. But to request somebody to change something mm-hmm. for yourself is not really.
Yeah, I'm with you there. To me, if you were together and there was something about your partner that wasn't doing it for you and it was affecting
right.
the bedroom.
Which clearly it is.
And your love for them, then it's a conversation is like about what that thing is.
Right.
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 And in context, you wouldn't just like grab a beer, sit down on the couch after work and be like, hey, you know when you dyed your hair blue?
And grew it out.
And grew it out.
Over your double chin.
And, right. And then tried to hide your chest tattoo with it.
Yeah.
We just covered all the bases.
Right.
We're fucking great. You know, you wouldn't do that, but it would be like, hey, if a significant other that you're used to having regular sex with comes up to you and asks questions about the bedroom stuff, like, mm. I think you're obligated to tell the truth in a way there, right? But like ever so gently. Mm. But if it's just a roommate and you're describing them like this, it's really grow the balls to say, I'm not feeling it. You're taking Viagra to sleep with them.
And considering banging other people.
Right. You're taking Viagra to sleep with them because you can't get it up. I love you, and I want to
be with you, but I don't want to be with you.
Be attracted to someone.
So it's you're okay. My roommate.
That's the other thing, too. People feel so ashamed because of the current culture and climate, like to like what they like, to be attracted to what they're attracted to. And that's just judgment. You're judged if you like it. Because it's not PC, you're judged if you like it because it is PC, because you're sacrificing yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not into overweight people.
Right. Oh, you're a fucking shallow motherfucker.
Right.
You ain't fucking.
But I'm not going to lie about it. That's where the line is. Right. I'm not going to try to sleep with you. You know, I think it's just all about chemistry. And to me, in this particular example, that there isn't any anymore.
Well, yeah, physical attraction is like a scientific right. thing.
And it's part of the chemistry.
And it has nothing to do with like, oh, you're overweight, so,
right.
you know, you're handsome, but you're fat. Like, mm-hmm. it's different. It's,
right.
there needs to be physical and sexual chemistry there. Yep.
I agree. And I think that that's just a fact of the matter. But I also think that there's a way that you communicate that.
Absolutely. 100%.
Right. Because people are shamed for it because like, oh, that fat bitch, like you're fat. I didn't like you anyway when you get rejected by, you know what I mean? Like
yes.
the way that people talk
yes.
about this shit. So like.
And even on the other hand, like, mm-hmm. oh, tell Matt he likes fat girls.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or like that Skeletor, I bet you his dick's just as tiny. Like stupid shit.
Like pencils.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow.
Oh. Do you have a right to ask this? No, you never have a right to ask somebody to change for you.
Yeah, no. You can express your feelings and what they do with it is their business.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to accept that.
Should I be happy he is my roommate and look for attraction elsewhere?
Well, that doesn't make sense to me.
How about you have
it? So you're not going to commit to him mm-hmm. unless and until cuts and dyes his hair and mm-hmm. loses 60 pounds, which is a significant amount.
Yeah. Because you see the difference after 5, 60.
Like,
yeah.
So you're literally just, what are you doing? What are you doing? He probably thinks you guys are together mm-hmm. in like a serious committed relationship. You're living together, like all these things. And you're out here referring to him as a roommate, questioning if A, you can continue to do what you're doing with your roommate mm-hmm. and still bang other people.
Right.
Or just like.
draw the line. Have the conversation.
Stop what you're doing, first of all.
Have the. I'm wondering if they're still considered roommates because they haven't moved into the same bedroom. Because I think there's something, obviously, there's something more than.
Did they say what's
being
that they're
here.
In separate no. rooms?
No, it didn't say anything.
Because the whole thing sounds like, hey, I'm moving back to the area.
The pretense was that we'd be, let's do it again.
And he even said, we agreed that when the time came, we're mm-hmm. both in it. And the time came.
Neither of these people are on social media.
Well, he's how old?
46.
Oh.
By your time. 69 by mine. Or 59. See, I don't even forget it.
What does Rich say?
Let's find out. Dear disappointed and frustrated, the question really gets at the practical implications of attraction. We can talk about the effect of discrimination at play when we reject certain aspects of potential partners' appearances, but what happens when you literally can't get it up for someone? It's not a foolproof litmus test, but it can be a good indication that this person isn't the right sexual match for you. And that seems to be what's happening here. I do think it would be rude for you to ask him to make changes, especially as they pertain to his weight, because that can be a really hard thing to change. And if he should be unsuccessful in that endeavor, what he leaves that failed attempt with is the knowledge that you're fundamentally unattracted to him. Let's take him changing for you off the table for a second. Time has passed and you're no longer feeling the spark as a result of multiple alterations to his appearance, the hair, the tattoos, etc. But these alterations are no accidents. These are the products of choices that he made, and your taste is not compatible with those choices. Maybe he likes how he looks and wants to hold on to it, just like you want to hold on to your taste. Just as him asking you to change your taste would be ridiculous, it could be taken as ridiculous that you ask him to change for you. But something does need to be said because you're not happy. I think it would be better to begin the conversation generically. You love him, but you aren't feeling that spark sexually with him. If he asks why, you can deflect or, again, vaguely say for superficial reasons. If he inquires further, let him know about the hair and tattoos thing. Let this be information that he solicits because he wants to hear it, not a bulleted list of requests you hand over so that he can, mm-hmm. so that you can continue your relationship. There's a chance that he is feeling the lack of passion as well and would like to explore solutions. Whether that means making some kind of compromise or discontinuing sex with you in pursuit of others. You have the option of staying together in love and not having sex. It's definitely something that happens, and it might be the way to retain the relationship that you prize.
Did he just tell him to have a secret open relationship?
No, he said that it, like, it
stay together, being in love and not banging. The very last sentence.
Yeah, I took that as more of like, if you talk to him, you might find that you guys might agree on being together, but not having sex together.
Right. And so who are you going to have sex with?
I was thinking it would be more of an open thing. I didn't think of it as a secret, is what I'm getting at.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think it would be like mutually agreed upon because he's bringing it up to him in a way that it's not like your fat, your hair, your tattoo.
Right.
You know, but like,
you're gross and ugly, but I love you. And
well, I don't know about the gross and ugly part, but I do know that there are some sexless relationships where they either seek out a third or that they go out and.
Or one's a cheating ass motherfucker.
And they're open.
He already said.
One could be a cheating ass
motherfucker.
Should
I still be his roommate and just bang other people?
I am disappointed that Rich didn't say anything about the roommate thing.
Yeah, that's. Threw me all off. Like, what is, if he's your roommate, who gives a fuck?
Right. But you've assigned a value to the word roommate, in my opinion.
Have I?
Not you, the writer.
Right.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were telling me, no. Like.
No, fuck you, Stephanie.
That's what it felt like.
No.
Because I'm like, really?
No,
I'm
would
agreeing with you. Live
with. No, I'd be like,
that
no way.
Supposed no. Yeah,
actually,
right.
I did. But I digress.
Mm.
Thanks for taking his place.
Yeah.
Wow, the lessons we learn.
Okay, what's next?
Not this soap opera. The next one is from December 24th, 23.
Oh, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. I found my husband's panties and sex toys. What else could he be hiding? He lied to me about his kink. You ready?
Hold on, no. Because I'm trying to mentally list what else you could be hiding.
Oh, go ahead.
If not panties.
Panties and toys. What else could he be hiding?
Not too much.
Maybe sleeping with men. The same, although we don't know.
She said, I found my husband's.
Right. Or he said, I found my husband's. We don't know their
gender. Either way, the husband either is the husband.
Either they're sleeping with other men or with women.
Well, if you're wearing women's undies.
Yeah.
Read the question.
Yeah. We're going to have to because we're going everywhere.
Everywhere.
Dear How to Do It. My husband has a fetish for wearing ladies' underwear. I found this out by chance via some not particularly well-hidden photos of him in feminine clothing on his computer. I also found a poorly hidden box of women's underwear.
Why do men suck so bad?
At the internet?
At everything.
I don't know, but that's clearly why I'm single. And you.
Great, because only one of us is a real man here.
And that's you.
Right. And I suck at being a man, so.
I'm doomed. Fuck you, asshole.
You know what I said?
You started it.
I know.
Drink your wine.
I am.
Fucking asshole. I also found a poorly hidden box of women's underwear in a very large size and a bag of various anal sex toys that wound up being his.
Okay.
As you can imagine, I was amazed. Amazed wouldn't be the word that I would
I'd probably use. Feel a lot of things other than amazed. Right.
I think that's just politeness, maybe. His behavior, His behavior and appearance are not particularly feminine. At first, I thought he was leading some kind of secret double life, so I asked him for an explanation. Here's what he said. One, I'm laughing because it's listed.
I can't wait.
One, it used to be a kink for him in the past, but he hasn't been interested in it for a long time. Two, he used to pursue this, but only privately for himself. Three, I shouldn't worry because he can just, quote, unlearn the fetish. I'm not so sure about that. I also found out that it hasn't been that long since he's ordered toys and that he joined special online groups dedicated to meetups and online video chat arrangements with like-minded people. I have also never heard of anybody with a kink just waking up one day and no longer finding it attractive. We have had a lot of conversations about this, and we also saw a counselor. But I just can't get over two things. First, I actually don't find the sight of a guy with an American football player frame like him wearing fine lingerie to be sexy, sexy. I don't even like wearing lingerie myself as I think it's not comfy and I never really understood the fuss about it. I'm attracted to naked skin when it comes to sex, not by something someone is wearing. Second, he obviously didn't tell me the truth and only came clean after I confronted him. There are still some details that don't really add up. How can I really trust him fully again? He says he never told anybody in the past, not even his ex-girlfriends, who are sexually more open-minded than me. Consequently, I think he's used to keeping secrets and even lying about certain things. I don't especially like this. What do you think, desperate housewife?
Here's the thing. What really jumped out at me is the line specific to something to do with lying. I feel like it was towards the end. Like open and honest about
things. I think he's used to keeping secrets and even lying about certain things.
Yeah. So that feels very
cancery.
Already weren't super trusting of him before you found his toy box.
Mm-hmm.
So
don't look at me for validation.
I'm not.
Because I'm going to do it.
I think I can relate to feeling confused if I was in this situation, specifically around the panties and that type of thing. I'm trying to not hang myself here. I think if you don't trust somebody in general, it's never going to end well.
I think we said it so much that we thought we didn't have to say it anymore. But if you don't trust someone, that's enough.
You're staying with them for other reasons that you haven't gotten to the core of.
And a lot of those times it's
you're lying to yourself, you're ignoring specific things. That line really, really jumped out at me. So like, I think he's used to keeping secrets and not whatever that said. Like that feels like that didn't just come around with you finding a box of secrets. That seems like a common experience with him in general.
I'm curious to see what other things she feels he's keeping from her, because the only line here that alludes to that is, second, he obviously didn't tell me the truth and only came clean when I confronted him. There are some details that don't really add up. So it was this that brought that to the forefront. And I feel like you need to have a little bit more to be like, I can never trust him again. Unless that is a big trigger for you. That's a big factor for you.
This was old. This is in the past. And then she said, I found out that he recently, like this is not in the past. This is like 2 years ago.
Right.
So like, obviously, that makes her feel like this isn't in the past. Right. Like, what are you?
Right.
And also, it very much feels like I already didn't trust you for whatever reason.
I agree with you. And if you don't trust, I don't think it's ever going to work.
Never. I
actually stand by that.
Because you're always going to be looking.
And if you stay together, it's just going to be miserable.
Right. Because if you can't accept that, that's okay. Mm-hmm. But you also don't have to stay there and pretend to. And you're setting both of you up for failure. Mm-hmm. You're setting him up to continue lying and hiding things. Mm-hmm. And you're setting yourself up for becoming paranoid. And now I'm searching and now I'm questioning. Mm-hmm. And now I'm, what are you doing?
Right.
It's Friday night. Where are you going?
Right.
So if he's obviously not in a space to be like, yeah, this is my thing. Mm-hmm. And you're not in a space to say, okay, I'm okay with that, then there's your answer.
I'm trying to think of where I can challenge that, and I can't come up with anything.
I just can't.
Just stop. As food for thought, not to oppose purposely, but just to like literally, let's think about this in a different way. To me, it's coming down to trust. You didn't trust him anyway. If it wasn't that, then it would be like, can you accept that this is something that he wants to do or not?
Right.
But the trust thing is a big deal. On top of, can you accept that this is something that he would like? And it doesn't sound like it is.
Right. For both.
Right. So I'm with you. Does that sound like I'm with you? Because I feel like I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you talk me into being with you? No.
Okay. You just talked yourself into being with me.
I know. It's just love, not lust. Dear Desperate Housewife, as in many cases of exposed secrets among partners, the lying is the biggest issue here. I think we agree on that. We could give him a pass for saying he hasn't been interested in the lingerie kink for a long time. That's a subjective term, and he might feel far away from it if it did indeed predate you, even if it just predated you. Typically, we don't see kinks blinking in and out, as if connected to a light switch, but people do occasionally move on from things they find sexually exciting. Can't relate. He may have been actively attempting to extinguish this part of himself and hoped that a new relationship could help him stick the landing. But yeah, you caught him pants down and panties on regarding his claim, fucking rich, that this was just a solo activity. It's understandable that you don't feel that you can trust him, and you'll have to rebuild trust over time. It's also understandable if you don't have the patience. But as you're weighing this, try to keep in mind that his lies may be rooted in shame over something that is inherently ethical. It's not wrong for a masculine presenting dude to dress up in lingerie. Can you understand how the fear of judgment or rejection might prompt him to obfuscate such an interest?
If you don't know the word, I damn sure don't. Obfuscate. Okay.
He might have received some deeply painful and probably false messaging about what his kink means, and he may have hidden it from you because he's scared to lose you. This doesn't excuse lying, but it explains why an otherwise honest person might resort to it. Depending on how you're feeling, you may want to give him the option of continuing to engage in his kink on his time and within your boundaries. maybe there's a happy medium to negotiate. He gets to do his lingerie thing as long as he doesn't interact with others while he's doing it, for example. It seems like ideally for him, he would get to do it amongst others, but if you're not interested in opening up that relationship, you shouldn't. Letting him know that you accept this part of him may be key to a continuation of the relationship, and being able to welcome his truths without judgment may help build the trust he needs to be totally honest with you. So really, the question for you to ask yourself is, do you accept this part of him?
Didn't Shirley touch on that?
Which part?
I don't think this is something I can accept. Something about specifically a big football player looking motherfucker in women's panties.
I think he's...
Because when you read that part, right. I immediately pictured John Cena in like a thong.
No, he just goes naked to the Oscars with a sign in front of his crotch.
Yeah, he does.
He sure does. Yes, I can't believe he still looks that fucking good.
I didn't get that far.
Oh, good.
I just was like, whoa, okay. And then my daughter asked me, why am I taking a picture
to send to
of
me.
The naked man? Yes. Why are you sending shit to the naked guy?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Like, babe, we'll talk about this.
He was very, when we were kids and he was like wrestling.
Yes.
He was very like in the Mark Wahlberg type of.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
He was.
And so, not very many people in that phase and era of their lives carry through that very delicious attitude look. And John Cena went on to be a little bit more comedic than wrestling. And so I was expecting more Jack Black than John Cena, if you know what I'm saying.
Thank God.
Okay. But I digress.
Anyway, I just couldn't get past that image. Just the second she said something about something about a big, huge, manly man in women's panties doesn't really.
Which, okay, fine.
Fair.
You're not into it.
Sure.
That's okay.
You can accept it or you can't.
Right. And I think that's what he's driving home. I think that's his way. Roundabout. Right.
Yeah.
His roundabout way to be like, there are ways for you to get through this if you want to. Mm-hmm. But the question you have to ask yourself is yes or no.
Which is why I feel like she was writing in. Yep. Like, no, I can't, agree. But what do I do?
She wanted somebody to affirm it. Mm. But I'm still going down. Like, I like the approach that Rich took. Instead of just being head on about being like, there are ways that you can do this if you're willing to. Mm-hmm. If it's something that you want to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're willing to, it makes it sound like right or wrong. But it's not. It's you're either okay with it or you're not. If you're not okay with it. Right. You're not asking this person to change. You're just letting them know that this isn't for you.
But I think this situation is a little bit more tricky because he's actively denying it. And she's not trusting that he's telling the truth about.
Well, I see that she's not trusting, but I don't see him as actively denying it unless, I mean, you're really good at recalling some things.
I was going to say, he literally said, I haven't done this in forever. Like, this isn't, he said, like, I can get over this. This is like a phase. Type of thing.
Oh, he can hide it. Yeah.
Like, I can shut this off. And she even said, like, I don't know. People that have kinks aren't just like,
right.
Oh, all of a sudden.
Yeah, she's got her. And I think.
And he's telling her that this isn't recent. This isn't current. This isn't. So
Rich is like, some people can do that, but it's not common.
Yeah. So I feel like it's more tricky than like. Can I accept this or not? Because he's actively denying it, but she doesn't believe him. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, can I accept this or not? Mm-hmm. It's like, is he telling the truth or not?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I like Rich's response.
Yeah. I just feel like the issue for me didn't feel, this is what he does. Mm-hmm. This is his thing. Mm-hmm. I just found out. What do I do now? This is like, I found out, A, he was never honest about it. Mm-hmm. But B, he's saying this is something that's in the past. Mm-hmm. So it's not about accepting it anymore because he's saying it's not still current. Mm-hmm. It's not active. So now this isn't something that I have to accept or not because he's saying like, yeah, this is my thing. This is what I like. Mm-hmm. I can try to do it less or I can, you know, but he's actively like, no.
Yeah, I think. Rich addressed that with like, is this something that you can accept or not? And also saying like the lying, like that's not okay and whatever. I think everything else that Rich listed answered the question that she asked, which was how can I fully accept? Kind
of like, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
It was like, let's give him the benefit of the doubt about lying and can you accept it or not?
Yeah, I didn't get that. I got his response as a direct response to her question. How can I accept this? How can I fully accept this? And him saying like, there are ways you can do it, but you've got to want to do it. And I see how that response aligns to that. I don't think he's judging him or her. And I think that's super important. And then she asked a question that I don't think is fair to ask about advice columnists. What do you think? No. What we think and what we're supposed to tell you are two different things.
What I think and what I'm going to answer. No, I didn't hate his response. Yeah. I guess I just kind of got stuck on A, she already said, this isn't something I think I can live with. B, he's denying it.
Yeah.
And C, the fuck do I do? Yeah. not so much, for me, I took it like the question isn't so much like, how do I live with this? It's more so like, how do I get down to the bottom of this? Is he lying to me?
Or is he not?
Because I need to know, because if he is lying to me, this, I'm not sure I can live with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that, not because there is no direct answer to that.
Right.
There isn't. There's just a roundabout way of getting there.
Either you think he's lying or you don't. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like it could go either she's looking for validation that she's ready to go. You know what I mean? Like looking for someone to affirm it.
Right.
Or, like, to your point.
Maybe he is telling the truth, but I don't know.
But even still, like, if you're not. How can you live in a relationship where you don't trust another person? You can't.
Yeah.
Even if you can accept that.
Right.
Like, and I'm getting what you're saying. I think for me, Rich's response just answered that question. How can I accept it? Well, if you want to.
There's ways
you can. Here's your list.
Right.
But you need to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, no, I didn't hate his answer.
No, I just
got stuck on.
I agree with you too.
The issue isn't him wearing panties. The issue is
his lying.
I don't believe that he stopped doing it.
Is it?
And if he hasn't stopped doing it, that's not probably something I can accept.
Do you think it's more of like his lying or her inability to believe his? I guess that's the question anyway. But how do I? You know what I'm trying to say.
She can justify staying with him if she felt like he was telling the truth. This is the past.
Okay.
I'm not doing this anymore. She probably wants justification to stay with him, even though she knows it's not probably the answer.
Something that she wants.
Yeah. She knows he's lying. She knows it's not something she can accept, but she doesn't necessarily, she's not ready to be done. That's what I took from it.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question related to this, but not so related to this?
Yeah.
Something that we touched on a couple of episodes ago.
Okay. Why do I feel nervous?
Just you shouldn't, actually.
Okay.
this is more like intellectual.
Psychological.
Critical thinking.
Less nervous.
You ready?
Yeah.
When we see red flags, we already heard my theory about red flags, right? I don't think we ignore them. I think we postpone them.
Okay.
But are the red flags theirs or are they ours when we recognize red flags?
So this is actually a really good question.
I know. I made it.
Because my woman's group, we actually did questions from them.
Yes.
The high value lady, whatever.
Yep.
So I actually, a while ago, posted on the group.
What?
You
didn't post it to me. I'm a high value woman.
Yes, you are. The highest
Or maybe value. I'm just bougie. I don't fucking know which one.
I'm okay with you in panties. Let's just say that.
And I'm not.
So I actually brought that question kind of up where it was like, okay, after, you know, a fucking horrific ordeal with my baby dad for 4 years, I'm finally feeling like I'm at the top of the hill with things and like thinking about getting back out into the dating world. So I went to Facebook dating and I immediately, like after the first hello, I'm like, nope, bye. And so I specifically asked, like,
how do I know the difference with my triggers
mm-hmm.
because of the fucking shit I went through
right.
versus I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the difference here? Where's the line? Like, how do I know that I'm not just being instantly triggered because of the way they literally said hello to me? Mm-hmm. So I think that's a very valid question.
What were the responses to an extent? I'm very curious. Or maybe this is an offline conversation.
No, it was a lot of like, have you done the healing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing the healing? Like, are there other things that are like,
oh, that's very valid.
Yeah. Like
the healing part.
Have you done the healing? Like, you know, are mm-hmm. like, is that still a very like
prevalent?
Yes. Yeah. Like, is it more than just this area in your mm-hmm. life? Like, is there lots of triggers for you?
Okay.
Like, are you,
sure.
or is it, and yeah, there was no real like black or white answer. It was just like, just keep doing the healing and mm-hmm. that will kind of answer itself for you. Like, you'll weed through the things that you want to weed through.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I actually would say that that's part of it is going on this app and
right. Am I healed or not?
Right.
And if I'm being triggered from a hello, then I'm probably not healed. If that's helping
you to recognize to heal, you know what I mean? Like, you can still go through it.
Right.
Doesn't mean shut off Facebook dating or Grindr or Scruff and all the other
apps. It just kind of, it's just like, be super clear in where you're at.
Right.
So I think that's half of your answer. The other half is like, there's super obvious red flags.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That don't have anything to do with, like, I'm feeling triggered or not. It's like, that's an actual red flag. Like, you're actually.
I wonder what is that? What is it? What is a red flag when you're not triggered?
So, like, love bombing. Like, the very obvious manipulation.
Oh, yeah.
Those things. So, the
but
gaslighting.
But if you're not recognizing it, is it a red flag? You'd have to be aware of those things, right?
Yeah, I think if you're super healed and super healthy, you just naturally are aware of these. Also, the unhealthy men, the toxic men that actually are red flags mm-hmm. tend to stay away from
healed people.
Yes,
you're
she's
right.
confident. They're she's looking healed. For vulnerable. She knows what the right.
Yep.
But this girl over here, mm-hmm. she's going to fall for it all day.
Yeah, I don't think it's inherent, even if you're super healed to. Or even if you have good luck to, like, you know, recognize the signs of someone who is, like, narcissistic or toxic.
I think there's a lot to say for,
but
like,
I do think there is a lot to say about, like, somebody, not to steal your words, sorry, you just went in.
We're just, yeah, saying the same thing.
But I do think there's a lot to say for somebody who can recognize that without having had experienced it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there are other people out there who, like, don't know, like, oh, shit. Like, when you wake up to it and you're like, oh, I didn't know this was a thing. This all makes sense. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. But then it gets blurry because now it's like, okay, now I've been through narcissistic abuse mm-hmm. or any type of trauma or relationship abuse where it's like, now I'm hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything you're doing and saying is a red flag for me.
Right.
Because now I'm that anticipating is, yeah. it.
It's another story.
So I think it's just, it's where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. your red flags might not be red flags for me.
Right. It's true.
And even if somebody, like, I guarantee we're red flags in some areas of our lives.
Oh,
we're like super
sure.
healed. People would be like, no, that's not.
Type A. Mm-hmm. I'm right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What else is my red flag? Caring, because that's a red flag for me.
Nice guys are red flags.
Sure are. You better run, motherfucker.
So yeah, no, that is a good question.
Well, I don't remember where I was going with that because that was a fascinating conversation.
I was
going to
say, can
flags.
We just do a podcast, an episode on that?
On red flags?
Yeah. Six flags. Yes.
More fags, more fun.
Red flags. No.
Okay. Six red flags. Run, bitch.
All the fun in the world.
Toxic city.
Buckle up,
and that's
bitch.
What we want. I think we're good here.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
What do you think?
Mm.
If you keep mmming me, I'm going to be offended.
I keep mmming you so people don't get offended. like, hurry up and close. No, because I can only hold my tongue so long.
Just fucking, hey, what do you think? Send it to us.
Yeah, coleslaw.
And your drinks, what?
Side bitches.
Thank you.
Please send us your drinks.
And your questions and your comments, all your concerns. And I have nothing else to add.
And not your homemade recipes.
And you're beautiful, you're wonderful, everything about you is sexy.
That's the part we skip me.
And fuck them all anyway, and thank you for listening.
You've been ill-advised.
Just give it to them.
Perfect.
Just put it in. Perfect. The whole garden party.
The whole lot of them. The whole outdoor Home Depot. I should
have said that. You did. Ill-advised is hosted and produced by Stephanie and Ray.
AKA your Biffs.
Send us your questions, your comments, all of your concerns,
and your drink recommendations
to illadvisedpodcast@gmail.com. You can catch up on all of our episodes and our show notes at illadvisedpodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at illadvisedthepodcast. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
You've been ill-advised.